Yeah, I think obviously there's nerves all around for everyone. I think it's a bigger occasion, obviously, because it's the first time in the Super League. It's our very first game, and we're expecting quite large crowds down at the home of football this evening. So I think that's obviously going to add to my nerves and to the players' nerves. But I don't think it's a game of football without a little bit of nerves.
I was going to say, you must really be looking forward to it now because you've had so many friendlies. You've, you know, been able to get ready for this, and you're kicking it off with Durham. It'll be a tough game.
Yeah, it certainly will be a tough game, and everybody around is obviously expecting a big challenge. We've been waiting 10 months in total now for this game to come. It feels like it's come round really, really quick now, and it's going to be a big challenge. Durham are a strong physical team. They've had this will be their third season in the Super League, so they're used to how things are going to be, and obviously it's going to be a lot different for us.
And of course, lots on live TV as well, isn't it? Obviously, the deal with BT is just putting the female game right in front of everybody's eyes right now. And obviously, it's rocketed on, hasn't it, since the World Cup. It's just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And we're seeing, like, you know, a lot of the sort of big name teams, if you will, sort of the Man Cities, again, the Liverpools, the Arsenals, all kind of really developing their squads. And it's brilliant that you guys are involved in. Just explain which part of the Super League that you're in. It's the Super League 2, isn't it, that you're playing in?
Yeah, it's WSL 2 that we're in this year. The likes of Manchester City and Liverpool, Arsenal, they're in WSL 1. We have played, actually, some pre-season friendlies against some of the WSL 1 sides, which has been a great experience for the girls. We played against Manchester City, Sunderland, Liverpool. So it's all been part of a great experience, and obviously that's where the club aspires to be in obviously in a few years' time, maybe. But we're heading in the right direction, and obviously the first step is into WSL 2.
Yeah, it's going to be brilliant when you cross that white line tonight, isn't it? And get on the pitch, and it's just going to be such an incredible atmosphere. I urge everybody to get down tonight. If you're going to be watching a game of football tonight, just get yourself down to this one because it's going to be absolutely cracking. Talk to me about the squad then. Who should we be looking out for in this game tonight?
Well, we've made 8 new signings. Most of them will feature at some point this evening. We've kept a lot of the current girls from last year, which was always important. It's always a thing that the club has wanted to do, that moving through the leagues, they'd like to keep the same players that have got them there in the team, and we're lucky enough that we have been able to keep quite a lot of them on this year, along with bringing some new players in. We've got obviously the experienced players that have been with the club for a long time. You've been your likes of Jordy McHale, Scarlett Gilliatt, Carla Ward, who can all play at the top level, but they've always chosen to stay with Sheffield FC for a few years. And we've brought in some new young signings, some young internationals in Hannah Kane and Sherry McHugh, along with some players that have also got Northern Prem experience. So we have brought in a mixed bag of players. We've been lucky enough to secure the signing of some players that have already got the WSL experience. Emma Littman we've signed from Manchester City. We've got Hannah Dale on loan with us from Liverpool. So we've got a mixed bag of experience from old players and new players, and hopefully the squad's settled and they'll be ready to go tonight.
I was going to say, when you look at some of the signings who have come from WSL1, they're in a position where they can come down, bring that experience that they've got, and also, you know, really help you try to get to that next level.
Yeah, they're going to be massive. Their experiences, especially on occasions like this evening, they're going to be massive to carry us through in the big games like this, and that's why they were a key part of the recruitment process over the last few months, really.
And kind of what's the vibe been like, really? Because obviously, like I said, the women's game is getting much, much bigger now. Are you getting a lot more interest, especially when you're going into the WSL2? Are you getting a lot more interest from the public about getting into this game?
Yeah, I think in the Sheffield area, as the highest ranked women's team in Sheffield, we've always had quite a big following. But obviously over the last couple of weeks in the build-up to this first fixture, it's just become absolutely massive. And it's really fantastic to see. We've just got a new sister club partnership which is just up and running, which will partner with some of the grassroots local teams in Sheffield. We're lucky enough to have Sheffield Wednesday girls down tonight. They'll be coming down to support. So yeah, it's been fantastic that we're getting a lot of local support, but like you say, women's football is really taking off at the minute.
And I was going to say, you look at the She Believes Cup and the attendances for that, it does look like women's football in general really is on the rise at the moment.
Yeah, definitely seems that way, which can only be a positive really moving forward for women's football.
And you mentioned as well about the sort of grassroots level of everything. We were talking about this yesterday. I read an article about that a lot of the leagues and a lot of the clubs really aren't maybe doing enough for grassroots football. We saw, when we look at the men's game, obviously, and we look at the Premier League, two notable youngsters who came into their sides were John Flanagan at Liverpool, and he was captain, and then you get Marcus Rashford, lad from Wythenshawe, playing for Manchester United. Isn't it just brilliant to, like you say, have the Sheffield Wednesday girls team down there and kind of getting involved at that grassroots level as well, not just having this wonderful experience of being in the WSL, it's being able to spread the word even more and get more people involved in the game.
Yeah, and that's what's special about Sheffield FC. Obviously, it's the home of football, and they will always like to take it back to grassroots football. So I think, obviously, now to actually have the women's team moving up the pyramid, when they've come from a grassroots level and they've been continually just being promoted, and obviously a good few years ago they was playing grassroots themselves, so to actually come up, and that's why it's a key factor for us that we do keep encouraging grassroots football and that we get involved with the grassroots clubs locally in Sheffield and further afield. So it is something that is very close to the hearts of Sheffield FC, coming from the grassroots background.
And on a sort of level of 1 to 10 of the giddiness factor, how excited is everybody about tonight in the squad? Have they stopped, you know, talking about this and saying, "Oh my word, this is going to be amazing tonight"? Are they ready? Are they concentrating, or are they still just a little bit too excited about it?
I think they're a little bit excited. I'm hoping that they can kind of put the occasion to one side and just get across the white line and play the game this evening, rather than obviously the occasion. But I don't think we're ever going to stop their excitedness and obviously how nervous they are. It's a big occasion, so I mean, I wouldn't like to take that away from them this evening.
It is going to be absolutely cracking tonight, and of course, you can get where can people get tickets from? Can they just come down on the night and pick the ticket up from there? Is that okay tonight?
Yeah, they can come down on if they just walk through to the main entrance through to the gate. The tickets will be £4 this evening on the gate.